For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, it's Joy Schreiner with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I have a good friend with me here today. She has been taking the calcium bentonite clay that she purchased from the Power Mall for many, many years now. And I asked her to sit with me and explain to the listeners what she uses the clay for.
Thanks. So just to let you know, we use it on a daily basis. I will put a teaspoon of calcium bentonite clay into a glass of water and drink it before bed for detox. We've done weekly foot soaks for my husband who has diabetes. We use it for facials. I use it once a week for my clay bath detox. We've used it on spider bites, insect bites, and I've also used it for the swelling in my ankle after surgery.
Oh, yes, I do remember when you had the surgery. To order the clay, please call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give. For questions or comments about today's broadcast, please feel free to email us at support@thepowerhour.com or call 877-817-9829 and select option number 2. We'd love your show feedback and guest recommendations, so please feel free to reach out and be a part of the Power Hour team.
The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn, they got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Yes, indeed, my friends, it's going by the book. Clearly written, Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look, and he wrote it down for us to heed in the future. We have to be ready to go. We have to be apocalypse ready, because our governments are evil, our institutions are evil, and they know the book very, very well, because they're in it too. On the darker side. I'm George Freund. I'm your guest host from Canada. You hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom in the morning. It sounds like victory. And there's no greater victory than Calvary. And we're forming posse, and we're going into the belly of the beast to talk about all the things that are important to us. Our lives, our futures, our countries, our finances, our loved ones. Everyone, everything is under attack, and probably in no place more than the United States. So here on this day of our Lord, September the 9th, 2024, we're going to tell you some truths. In the movie Network, they said you can't handle the truth, but I think you can. I could. I still do. You just have to find it. It's like the fountain of youth. It's elusive. But Power Hour has always been a fountain of truth. This is the most important time. This is the time of the Lord. There's nothing like it. And I'm glad to be back on the front lines, because it's a fight, the ultimate fight. And that's the place to be. My CV just comes mostly from the angel of the Lord that visited me when I was a child and just said I would be gifted with many, many things to see. And it was like I was in a trance, because I didn't even know what was put into my mind or how. I just came out of it. And and just saw the remnants of this bright light that was left. It's a very, very unique thing, very scary for me as a child. But as things unfolded, I was to be a sentinel to tell things to people and pass on these messages to make them understand. And Power Hour has been the main venue for that. And that's why it's so important, because the future of Power Hour depends on your support today. It is a critical time, and we need that support to continue the mission of informing and educating our listeners to the real challenges we face as a nation. We will not be able to continue broadcasting without your help today. So please act before it's too late. If you haven't made a donation to the Power Hour, consider it today. Go to thepowerhour.com, click the Support Us tab, or call 1-877-817-9829 to make a donation. 877-817-9829 to make a donation. And you can also support the show by getting 10% off things at the Power Mall and apply for this discount at the checkout. And you can have the best of both worlds. You can have the truth pill, and you can have the herbs and treatments that restore your body to where it's supposed to go. And this war is fundamental war. It's not against just terra firma, the ground of the United States. It's against your very, very body, your very, very mind, your very, very soul. And they're poisoning the environment like never before. So I live in Canada, and one of the biggest things that happened this time of year is the fall, and the leaves change color. And that's just something to stand in awe of, that we're in God's creation, and we can look at these beautiful gifts, these trees, and see all the hues of color forming before our eyes, the reds, the oranges, and yellows of the leaves, all intermingled and interspersed. People go to great lengths to go on fall color tours. And then I find a green maple leaf with big black spots on it. And it falls from the tree much earlier, and it looks like it's got the bubonic plague or something. And this morning I go out and I see black maple leaves, totally black. When you flip them over, you see the remnants of these spots on the back. And you go, what are they doing to us? What are they spraying? Why? They basically want to kill us, and one of the best ways to do that is to weaken our immune system with poisons. But you just see it doing it to the trees, too. So my own tree, my beautiful tree, had a beautiful cherry tree, and it's just abundance last year. We made all kinds of cherry jams and spreads. It was just, we couldn't make enough. There was just so many falling from this tree. Not one this year, and it looked sickly and weak. So I just prayed about it and asked the Lord, well, what do we do? How do we restore this tree? And maybe you have trees that are in bad shape and need a little TLC. Mostly what they do is just trim them or cut them down, try over. But they're going, no, I'm going to fight to save my tree. So we use things that you would probably use on yourself, like apple cider vinegar, baking soda, and tea tree oil. Made a concoction and watered the tree, and it started to rejuvenate a little bit. It's the end of the season, so you know we'll have to do it again in the spring and get it going again. But it's just like a tree IV to get it supported. And anything we can do to save our environment, to save our very, very important life, is well worth the effort. And these are natural things that don't hurt the ground or anything else and seem to help with at least my baby tree. And I just hear from my webmaster from California, there's an important piece of good news. 8 states are banning chemtrails or geoengineering. Well, that's really good news. It's in a video, so I can't really watch it and get into the fine details. But we're out there. We're working. We're trying to get this going. We face a loss of faith, the tampering of the DNA, the enslavement to the beast computer. Armies are massed. The leaders want to start a nuclear war of annihilation and are proud of it. And they have absolutely no concept on how to de-escalate or to even try. Their egos are so inflated, it's just unbelievable. but there is a source of hope in stations like Power Hour, that we don't have to be enslaved by these narratives. And I've been affiliated with the show for a long time. I go over some of the things I've worked on in the past, and I just amaze myself. Oh, wow, I forgot about that. You know, it's just so much material, especially just kind of hashing over some things about 9/11. Just floored me. We have to be, like the song said, the pale horse rides. When a Power Hour, we have another rider. It's like Paul Revere. And we have to say the globalists are coming. The globalists are coming. To arms, the globalists are coming. And that was a big reason why they took the arms away, is so we can't get to arms and ride and take on the globalists. So we need news and information. That's how we fight the globalists. And that's why there's a war now on free speech and our ability to communicate ideas back and forth. Because once you see that, you have like an antiviral program not to take in their poison, to reset the clock and start again from zero and get on the right time. The time that'll save our nations. The United States is facing an invasion, total invasion. It's hard for me to understand because here in Canada it's a minor invasion, but for you it's a massive invasion. And when you look at what's flooding across the border, I posted a video from Richie from Boston on the website that I'm posting on so that you can find things, and I'm sure we have a link there, blog, thegovernmentrag.com. And he gets into great detail of what's happening. And it's just absolutely shocking. Absolutely shocking. One of the people that's making a statement on the news says there's 30 million invaders have come into the country. And when you look at some of the fine points he had, one was the Atlanta airport. There's a room, and a state senator from Georgia went to it to try to assess what's going on in this room. And it's camouflaged to look like it's construction, so you can't see what's behind the curtain, as is popularly said over the years. And he peels the curtain back, and he looks in, and right away the hand comes up. You can't film here. Well, who the hell is this lackey to tell a state senator in Georgia at this airport that he can't investigate or look into what's going on, especially if it's of deviant or criminal behavior? And then, surprise, surprise, an American soldier, federal troop, comes up from behind, physically grabs him to take his phone so they can't film anymore. So that tells us a lot. That tells us that this is a government operation, and the people inside are government agents. And the invaders, as many surmise, are soldiers for some sort of federal army. And as further revelations come in this video, he had film from the border where these illegals are actually transported by the Border Patrol. And a woman who lives at the border has them coming across her property all the time, complains about it all the time. And when the Border Patrol comes to her, they just say, if you interfere in any way with this process, we're going to take your guns away. Well, imagine that. Not that she's threatened to use them or anything. Actually, she's helpful. Very kind, decent woman. But you see them pile into a van. One day she actually transported some that had children to the staging area because they were short on water and in distress. And she was chastised for that and told to never do it again or she would be arrested. When does giving out compassionate aid to someone some sort of offense to be arrested for? But it's an intimidation game, and she understands you can't interfere, nor can you help. This is a complete government operation. And in the big city in Colorado, where we're supposed to have an influx of these invaders, they film them. They have cars that have no license registration plates. They don't have driver's licenses, and they freely go about. And they can break any law of the land. They have immunity, complete immunity. Even diplomats have license plates on their cars. You couldn't charge them if they didn't, but they do as a token to just say, we're part of the system. We're not a gang coming away from the 7-Eleven store after a robbery. Very, very strange. And they openly go around with weapons. The governor of the state says, it's all your imagination. Nothing's happening there. There's nothing to see. There's nothing behind the curtain. But there is. The complete dissolution of the United States and its people and what could very well turn out to be what's called the replacement theory, where you're removed one way or another, by hook, by crook, and someone takes your place. And when it's over, you probably will never have existed in the first place, so it really won't matter too much. But this is the state of affairs. It's like I've always said, the world moves at the speed of the predator, not the prey. You're the prey, not the predator. So you have a very difficult task to survive in a situation like that. It's not that it hasn't happened before in American history. So a little segue of American history I was very fond of was the Committee of Vigilance in San Francisco in 1851. So they always get a dirty name, you're a vigilante, because you took the law into your own hands. Well, whose law or whose hands is the law supposed to be in? It's in the hands of we the people. That's who it's in. So it's yours to take, touch, juggle around, and put back on the shelf at your leisure. It's for you. And it's based on the laws of God. This was a gift to the people. So in 1851, the committee published in the Daily Alta California newspaper their statement. Whereas it has become apparent to the citizens of San Francisco that there is no security for life and property, either under the regulations of society as it present exists or under the law as now administered. Therefore, the citizens whose names are hereunto attached do unite themselves into an association for the maintenance of the peace and good order of society and the preservation of the lives and property of the citizens of San Francisco, and do bind ourselves each unto the other to do and perform every lawful act for the maintenance of law and order, and to sustain the laws when faithfully and properly administered. But we are determined that no thief, burglar, incendiary, or assassin shall escape punishment, either by the quibbles of the law, the insecurity of prisons, the carelessness or corruption of the police, or a laxity of those who pretend to administer justice. I like that one. Who pretend to administer justice. And this is what we face in pretty much all the Western nations, is our alleged governments pretending to be our leaders, pretending to administer justice, when basically they're just vassals of whatever the deep state truly is. And they took it upon themselves to administer the law. And it lasted for about 3 months. And there was other instances as time went on, I guess, where they used that as an example. And one of the biggest, funniest surprises, I pulled that one on my son last night, is who were they arresting and bringing to justice? And I was shocked by the answer myself. They were Australians. They were called the Sydney Ducks Gang. Because what was Australia in its beginning, it was a prison colony for the British to send all their malcontents to Australia. Woe behold for the Aborigines that they unloaded. And woe behold to Americans that you're getting the recipient end of the same thing, that many countries are unloading their prisons and mental institutions to dump all these invaders onto your land, done with the full complicit consent of the federal government. And many, as they get into Richie's video, NGOs to help facilitate this matter. And you're left between a rock and a hard place, because they're prepared to do anything to take the country and you down. So just as a aside to get some news this morning, I looked at Zero Hedge, and there was a story there from Springfield, Ohio. The city with a population of 60,000 had an influx of 20,000 Haitian migrants. And whatever was alive to eat is dead. the birds in the park, people's pets, whatever they can get their hands on, because they're in what they call the SHTF moment. They're experienced at that, and whatever they need, they'll take by armed force if necessary. And you're stuck in the middle. And if you're in a sanctuary city, is they could commit these crimes with immunity, complete and total immunity. But if you interfere or interdict, then somehow it falls upon you that you're the bad guy. And that's not true. You're the victim. And maybe that statement that was published by the Citizens Vigilance Committee has to be amended, updated, and made the law of the land or whatever locality you're in until this is settled. And one of the best ways to do that, of course, is with the county sheriff, that we have constitutional sheriffs forming posses to deal with matters like this. And the gift of my prophecy is when I was on Power Hour during the hiatus in the past, I said, sheriffs have to form posses. You can't do it like when it's too late. Like now it's kind of like too late. But imagine if your community did this 4 years ago and you were prepared and you could put 20,000 deputies together to deal with issues like this and sequester this invasion force from society. I remember one sheriff was very, very good at housing them in the desert in tents because it wasn't going to go to great expense for some of the problems he had to deal with, and treat them humanely and efficiently. But by and large, we're not going to let the sharks, the piranhas, and the barracudas loose among the American citizenry. And that gives you something very lawfully decent to do. You know, I was talking to Uncle Kevin once lately, and he said that there's a sheriff going around actually doing this. I forget the chap's name. He was actually supposed to be coming to Missouri, and he's forming a posse. And you can't make them big enough, because there is no federal government. It's just a complete scam and sham. The domestic enemies have completely usurped it. So it goes to the point where even if we get into a war scenario that may very well be started by our own people, the only way to protect our counties is with our posses. And it's something to think about very much. So we're coming up for a break. I'm George Freund. This is Power Hour. You know where the truth is. That's why you come here.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being mean so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean black seed oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. said to be good for everything but death itself. Come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Discover the benefits of vitamin B17 and its potential role in supporting overall health and well-being with our Power Hour partner, Richardson Nutritional Center. Their natural bitter apricot seeds and vitamin B17 capsules have high levels of B17, also known as amygdalin, which is a naturally occurring compound found in plant-based sources. At Richardson Nutritional Center store, they prioritize your health and satisfaction. Their Laetril vitamin B17 capsules are carefully manufactured under strict quality standards to ensure purity and potency. Buy Laetril B17 capsules or bitter apricot seeds today and embark on a natural journey towards wellness. To order, visit thepowerhour.com, click on the Partners tab, or call us at 877-817-9829. Miracle Skin Products. Helan is an external herbal remedy for wounds that will not heal. For example, can be used on bed sores, blisters, diaper rash, dry, cracked skin, and different various skin irritations. Helan is a perfect blend of natural organic herbals, botanical oils, and emollients that complement and help to restore the body's healing chemistry. Perfect for burns and after the removal of stitches. Suggested uses for the lamb cream are for temporary relief of arthritis, tendonitis, psoriasis, and eczema. Helps to reduce swelling and soreness in your muscles, the aches and pains, and it increases the circulation in the arms and legs to eliminate cramps. To purchase the Miracle Skin products, Helan and Lamb, go to thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. We are what we eat, what we drink, and what we breathe, and how we think. However, it is most important how we think so that we make the appropriate decisions on what we eat, drink, and breathe, says Dr. Eric Llewellyn, Holistic Advisory Board member of the Royal Society of Health in the UK. Only Grown by Nature offers true, organic, whole food supplements that have been proven by multiple peer-reviewed studies to be superior in not only absorption, but retention, and most importantly, utilization within our bodies. The marketing is supported by a foundation of truth in supplementation. Grown by Nature offers and delivers to you and your body whole food nutrients that are lacking in today's diets. To order, call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com.
Welcome back, Power Hour faithful. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund, and we're here to extol the virtues and the beauty of truth and the beauty of the means that truth has brought to you, Power Hour. We're coming close to September 11th. Boy, have I had some, you know, factoids come to me over the years about September 11th. But you get a link to the website, and I posted a new short blog to link some of these articles to that can help you find out one of the major questions that isn't revealed. When you're an investigator, you got the who, the what, the when, the where, the why. Well, we knew what happened, we knew when it happened, we knew where it happened, we sort of know why it happened. But the big one is, who done it, baby? And there's a lot of information in there about that. And I remember that day very, very well. Maybe George Bush would forget that one, too. But I had my little shortwave radio on the range hood. I'm cooking breakfast, and I'm tuning into, like, BBC World Service and things like that when shortwave was the rage. Because I live in the country, and the other stations just either don't come in too well or it's all garbage. And this happened, and I was poleaxed. I was a little naive back then, too. That's a long time ago. About how deep and how far. I was in tune with Oklahoma City and Ruby Ridge and Waco, so it didn't take too long to start to get the wheels turning and get unstuck from the mud. But as I searched for my stations back then, I stumbled on Power Hour. And it's just like you were looking for the mysterious fountain of youth. You found it. And there was another great one, too, at the time, American Freedom News with Rick Wiles. Stumbled onto that, too, and a couple of few others that just left you speechless and breathless for what you get and what they don't allow you to know. Dr. Stan from San Francisco was just phenomenal, too. I was working nights a lot then, so I had to miss his show, but it was just fantastic. And with that truth, we got power, real power, to deal with the enemies, foreign and domestic, and spread the word around as best that it can be spread. And that is a great blessing. Giving to Power Hour is like, you know, giving manna back to God to save our brothers and sisters, to save our countries. It's not just for the individual, it's for everyone in the whole world. And that's quite important. And while I was doing some of my 9/11 research to peek through some stuff, like, you know, it just floors me, you know, that one of the perps was affiliated with, you know, News Corporation. And, you know, as I just quickly go through the Wikipedia page, you know, you find out that they had a brain room in their place, run by the intelligence agencies, revealed by Dan Cooper, one of the co-founders of Fox News, who got poo-pooed for talking about that. And he said, quote-unquote, it housed a counterintelligence and black ops office. And CNN had one, too. We don't have that at Power Hour. We're not much of an office at all. I got my little man cave and bookshelves, and I research and study. It's the brain between my ears that the good Lord gave me, not what these swine pay for. And one of the biggest things you can do to the enemies, just like you said, or he said in Network, in the movie Network, is turn it off. Right in the middle of the sentence I'm speaking, turn it off. That's the best piece of advice you could get. I cut the wire to my antenna for the TV a long time ago when my kids were young. It's like Sunday. They play the most horrible things where it used to be like Disney programming when I was a child. They got like vampire children's stories about death and execution and stuff like that in the prime time where Disney would be. And I'm going, what? Get some wire cutters, ka-chunk, and cut the wire. That's not coming into my house. I turned it off. That was before I really fascinated about the movie Network. And what do these people do? How deep does the rabbit hole go? It goes very deep. So in one of the posts I have linked on the latest link I have, the new Pearl Harbor from flight school to anthrax. You see one of these big media companies and how connected they are and what they do and how the wife of one of the editors-in-chief of a tabloid, Gloria Irish, rented apartments in Delray Beach, Florida for Marwan al-Shehhi and Saeed al-Ghamdi, more popularly remembered as 9/11 hijackers. Really close to the flight school where Mohammed Atta was allegedly trained. And her husband was a licensed pilot and a member of the Civil Air Patrol working out of the airport at Delray Beach. What a coincidence. Talk about taking care of business. And then what other kind of business happened to employees from there? One was Robert Stevens. Yes, he lived in Delray Beach, and he was taken care of. So you probably remember the weapon and the modus operandi, but unfortunately we don't remember him. It was called anthrax. And five victims of anthrax were taken down. And the thing about this great company picture of the grandson of the founder with a presidential candidate named Donald Trump. They made presidents before I was born. They worked well with Eisenhower, Truman. They can make them, they can break them. Mr. Hart from the Democratic Party was the one they broke with his sex scandal of the day. There's a very great article about that in the Daily Mail, the godfather of tabloid. Funded with a loan by mob boss Frank Costello, working hand in hand with the CIA. And that's what you go for trust. That's what you go for news. That's what you go for poison. And people imbibe this poison and die singly and wholly. It's a very funny conundrum, really, that so many people cannot handle the truth that they prefer to die. People lack the faith to take the jab. See, God was stupid. He made your immune system. What a fool. Doesn't work. Well, it works quite well, actually, when you use it properly. When you abuse it with the poisons and chemicals and food that has been obliterated of vitamins and minerals and other nutrients, that it just basically becomes sawdust filler with some flavor, well, of course your immune system isn't going to work too well. You get back to the good stuff, just the way God made it, and guess what? It works pretty good. In fact, it works very good. A friend of mine went to Pakistan over the winter, didn't see him for months, and he brought something back for me. Took him a while to put it in my hand. But it comes from the Himalayas. It's called Shilajit. It's a resin, generally, but he gave me the stone. And it melts very quickly in water or any other liquid. And I ended up with like 4 quarts of the stuff from this little stone. It's my first time using it to filter it myself and put it in a bottle. And he told me that people in this part of the Himalayas live to be over 100. And chase their great-great-grandchildren around. That's how healthy you are. And it does many, many things. Prevents or slows down Alzheimer's, raises testosterone, treats chronic fatigue syndrome, slows aging, reduces altitude sickness, treat iron deficiency anemia, treat infertility, support health, improve bone density in females, and things like that. So it just kind of looks like they were always looking for this fountain of youth, and it's in the mountains. The water that could have Shilajit resin would help keep you going very, very well. Remember in the Bible, in the Old Testament, the book they all like to laugh at, you know, the ancient people lived to be, you know, 700, 800 years old. I always wonder, how did they do that? Well, if we put them on a diet of the crap that we get, they wouldn't last too long. So as I see here, Shilajit contains fulvic acid, more than 84 other minerals. Improves your body's immunity and memory. It's an anti-inflammatory energy booster. That, I feel, when I started using it, was like I had a big espresso coffee or something. You know, the lights go on between your ears, and you're going, "Ooh, wow, I'm awake." And so I had no idea about, you know, how much to use or what. I just take about a half an ounce every day in the morning and see what happens. So I just know it's from God's good earth. And a very decent man who's a very big believer brought it for me. And for that, I'd have to say he was doing the Lord's work to kind of improve things. And you can go through the list of things at the Power Mall. And all these side effects from the various catastrophes they impose upon us, especially the vax, you can treat with a lot of these things. Get the blood going, you know, open up, heal, get things moving the way it's supposed to be. Alex Jones did a report I saw on Sunday. I got that posted on the website, too, about this jab being a binary weapon. And you get into the fine details of what they're doing to us. This is a genocide. I said that at the outset, too. And, you know, everything I said was confirmed later in Robert Kennedy's book with great efficacy, because he's a lawyer, that, you know, he had like 5, 6, 7 points for, you know, maybe one that I had when I was working on this. But once you get the pattern, it's, you know, the old classic fruit of the poison tree. You know, all the fruit's poison just because one piece is poison, because it comes from the same tree. So no matter how many pieces of fruit they offer to serve you, it's poison. You know, it's not too much to have to look for anymore. You're just going on some sort of blind faith to take it. And it's a faith to Satan himself, really, because ultimately they're setting you up for either elimination or enslavement. But unfortunately, most people can't even begin to comprehend even what's in a child's fable from when I was a kid. But I just thank my mother for all the time. She would tell me all the time, as far back as I could understand words, don't follow the crowd. Think for yourself. Figure things out. Don't go over the cliff like the lemmings. So when I see all the lemmings going off the cliff, I know one thing. Brakes are on, I'm not going. And as you learn about the so-called science to trust, you know for sure we're being led down the garden path. Dr. McCullough and some other scientists from Japan have come up with information, too, Rise of the Machines, that these are self-replicating nanobots. I brought Dr. Madej on the show to talk about that at the very outset, and that caused a hellstorm, her words all over the place, but I believe her. She had pictures, and they still do. So the video I have is from a British doctor explaining the medical papers on this of what they've seen. It looks like you see a microscopic mechano set in people's blood. And they grow. They're self-assembling. Alex Jones did a thing from the Alien movie where you got these big, long, stringy worm things in your body. And that they come out is that they're using you like a parasite to host their young inside. And what could possibly do that? I'm probably one of the few that come up with the answer. It was a great book, Alien Viruses. And they come from Roswell. That was the big secret of Roswell. It's an invasion. That was a Trojan horse. And they plant their demon seeds in our body. And then I played virus clips for you not that long ago and just talked about how these things had to become kept extremely frozen. And that was at the start of this, too, that they were carrying something to put in our bodies and to be kept at an unbelievably cold temperature. And that's completely unnatural, completely weird. But you can make anybody jump off a cliff if you scare them well enough. They'd probably take a chainsaw to their head if you told them on the CIA-controlled media, you want to get rid of COVID? That'll do it real fast, and people would probably do it because they're completely mind-controlled automatons. Some of the news that's going on is like they made a decision in Germany at Ramstein Air Force Base to decide whether to use Tomahawk missiles on the Russians. They're training German pilots in Texas to drop nukes on Russia. They're going to have a big exercise in October with F-35s to take off from Rhodes in Finland to do a nuclear strike on Russia. And when you're flying an F-35, it's like, you know, I'm not too far from the border. I got an F-35. I can be in Niagara Falls, New York, pretty darn fast. And no one's going to have even an inkling of a time. By the time you notice me on radar, you know, I'm probably already across the border. Never mind to launch my payload. So that's not going to go over too well. The Russians actually sent a diplomat to the White House with a letter to say, yet, you launch long-range missiles, and there'll be damage on the other side of the Atlantic, too. Hint, hint. Russia's recalling their ambassador in October. And one of their high-level foreign policy people said very clearly, although this isn't revealed in our news, they won't tell us what they got to say. But he said very, very clearly, when you go to bed at night, there's no guarantee when you wake up in the morning that the world will be as it was. And I just said, he made a small mistake. Should have been if you wake up in the morning, not when you wake up in the morning, because there'd be no guarantee of that. And we let them run roughshod over us. One of the other big news pieces here in Canada is the federal government is ordering the provinces to destroy the vaccines, specifically Alberta, Ontario, and Saskatchewan. Because what are they? They're the murder weapons. If we don't have the murder weapon that we can examine and analyze and test forensically, then we can't prove that you murdered somebody. I remember an American senator lost her murder weapon in San Francisco in a big shootout. And the so-called Patsy Jap, who was supposed to have pulled the trigger, somehow the San Francisco PD lost his. So nobody can really prove beyond a shadow of a doubt, maybe, that a certain senator's gun was the murder weapon and not the Patsy's. Because it was two different kinds of bullets and two different wound patterns, and both guns were in the place. So I kind of put my money on the senator who rose to power as being the trigger girl because of their close affiliation with the Jonestown cult, which is something nobody's going to talk to you about. Camilla was the mistress of one of these people. Their plan was to get the United States embroiled with a nuclear war with Russia, to get revenge for Jimmy Boy, I guess. To do whatever he was doing. Nobody will talk about that. And if they get away with this, she's going to get the launch codes. And then what happens? Well, she'll laugh like a hyena in her bunker while the rest of us go up in flames. This isn't something you do. Jesus 101 says we've got to forgive and let things go. We got to de-escalate these things and not be involved in these passions. You look at, you know, just the gross violations of Netanyahu, where everything is revenge, 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 kill, kill, kill. You're on the wrong track there, brother. It's got to end. Zelensky's no different. He's just a puppet for the globalists to do their bidding. Maybe he's a full-fledged cultist as well, but I'm sure he's a well-paid shill at the very least. But you look at these suckers going into this war. One was a big one that they don't tell you about, but when the Russians launched this attack at Poltavka, they wiped out all the executives for Saab who were working on one of these big weapons platforms there and training people. And the biggest victims were Danish and particularly Swedish military personnel, a lot of them women, because you're just working on things that you operate by remote control. And there was a great battle there where Russia defeated them in like 1709 or something like that, when Sweden was vying for global control again in the past. So I imagine there's a lot of jobs open at Saab to find some replacements. But is that the price you have to pay before you start to realize you're doing the wrong thing? It's got to blow up in your face and they can't find enough of your body parts to put in a sandwich bag to send home? Then you start to realize that, hey, maybe there's a better way. Maybe the Jesus option is a better way. Maybe we can be friends. Maybe we can work this out. Maybe we can even attempt to do stuff like that before it's too late. And when it gets to be too late, there's no going back. It's a whole different world. The nuclear sniffer plane was flying around L.A. Gee, I wonder what they're looking for, because L.A. had a big drill not that long ago to be hit with a nuclear weapon, and how the government would respond to that. And ironically, the mayor of Toronto went there with a contingent under the guise of recruiting for Hollywood North here in Toronto at exactly the same time. So I'm slow. I'm from Canada. I think it was for a deeper, broader purpose. I've written The Loser a couple of times about some of these issues of civil defense, and maybe something sunk in. So at least we know a little bit we're getting close to the exit sign, too, which is a shame, because I could go on easily for another half an hour, but maybe next time. But there's one great man died on September the 11th, and it was another one of those taking care of business deals. His name was John P. O'Neill. He was the counterterrorism expert, special agent, eventually counterintelligence chief with the FBI. He was a master key holder. He ran into the building to save lives. He didn't run away, so I admire him. He's a guy who worked on many, many things, the Khobar Tower bombing in Saudi Arabia, the USS Cole bombing, the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, and he was framed, sent out of the FBI for violating, classified documents handling procedures. He had a briefcase. The briefcase was compromised at a public meeting, and they blamed him for taking stuff out of the building. And it was probably all a set-up job. And they get him into the World Trade Center as head of security, which would be a pretty posh job. But if he got a little further, because one of his other big ones was the African embassy bombings. We have names that connect from 9/11 in that post as well, or series of posts that tell you the prime suspect and how he served time in Africa as well. And could very well have not just set up the World Trade Center attacks, but participated in these embassy bombings and any other dirty tricks you need to do. Because one I even start to forget about in this blog I have there for Charlie Wilson's War is that's the big reason why they murdered Anwar Sadat. He would not facilitate the transfer of weapons to Afghanistan in Operation Cyclone. Meep. Brakes come on, guns come out, you're dead. Very, very interesting stuff. But Charlie Wilson funneled money to the Al-Qaeda-friendly people, and it's his aide, Gust Avrakotos, who was a harbinger of all this stuff. And one of the companies involved in this, too, not only did they make what really brought World Trade Center down, the thermite, they planted the thermite, most likely, under the fire-retardant materials, on all the appropriate floors that seem to glow extra bright on a certain day. Imagine that. But that company also made anthrax. You just can't have enough weapons. And when you follow the chain and pattern, like if you had a normal crime and you follow a murder weapon through the various owners, it takes you to the perp. And we go to the perps. That's Power Hour. That's why you come here. That's why you need us. And that's why I'm George Freund, and that's why this is important. So God bless you all. Live long and prosper.
Is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give. For questions or comments about today's broadcast, please feel free to email us at support@thepowerhour.com or call 877-817-9829 and select option number 2. We'd love your show feedback and guest recommendations, so please feel free to reach out and be a part of the Power Hour team.